This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian authorities said on Wednesday they thwarted a Russian attack on Kyiv and the surrounding region, and their defense system destroyed 13 explosive-laden drones. An official said drone wreckage damaged 5 buildings. No casualties were reported. The attempted strikes underlined the continued vulnerability of Ukraine's capital, but also highlighted Ukraine's claims of increasing efficiency in intercepting weapons. The United States plans to commit $55 billion U.S. dollars to Africa over the next 3 years, according to White House officials. The announcement comes as the administration of President Joe Biden hosts a two-day meeting with African leaders. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
Speaking to African leaders Wednesday at a business forum, President Joe Biden said the United States is all in on Africa's future.
And improving Africa's infrastructure is essential to our vision of building a stronger global economy that can better withstand the kinds of shocks that we've seen in the past few years.
And he announced new trade opportunities and infrastructure commitments, including for clean energy and the digital economy. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
French supporters celebrated on the Champs-Élysées near the Arc de Triomphe on Wednesday after a World Cup semifinal between France and Morocco, which for millions tugged at the heartstrings as Les Bleus won 2-0 to reach the final for a second time in a row. Morocco had a shot at becoming the first African nation to reach a World Cup final, but France is now poised to become the first team to retain their World Cup title in 60 years on Sunday. This is VOA News. Iran was ousted from a United Nations women's body on Wednesday for policies contrary to the rights of women and girls, a move proposed by the United States after Tehran's brutal crackdown on protests sparked by the death of a young woman in custody.
The commission is the premier UN body for promoting gender equality and empowering women. It cannot do its important work if it's being undermined from within. Iran's membership at this moment is an ugly stain on the commission's credibility.
U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, Iran's UN ambassador, called the U.S. move as illegal, describing the United States as a bully. Peru's new government has imposed a police state amid violent protest following the ouster of President Pedro Castillo. The defense minister said the military will support national police in restricting the rights of people across the Andean nation to gather and move and be free from search and seizure. Peru's new president, Dina Boluarte, has pleaded for calm and raised the possibility of scheduling general elections from a year from now. Demonstrators have called for immediate elections for the presidency and all of Congress. A judge in San Francisco ruled there is enough evidence for a trial against the man accused of attacking U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A police investigator testified David DePap said there was evil in Washington, and he was looking to harm Nancy Pelosi because she is second in line for the presidency. Pelosi was out of town when authorities say DePap broke into her San Francisco home. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was beaten with a hammer. Lieutenant Carla Hurley testified DePap also wanted to target California Governor Gavin Newsom, Tom Hanks, and President Biden's son Hunter. The charges against DePap include attempted murder. Hurley said DePap told her he told Paul Pelosi he could take him out. He was there to fight. I'm Ed Donahue.
The World Health Organization said on Wednesday the flare-up in COVID-19 cases in China was well underway before the government began easing restrictions. Officials in China warned that cases are rising rapidly in Beijing after the government abruptly abandoned its zero COVID policy, scrapping mass testing and quarantines after nearly 3 years of attempting to stamp out the virus. WHO Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan told reporters, quote, "The explosion of cases in China is not due to the lifting of COVID restrictions. The explosion of cases in China had started long before any easing of the zero COVID policy." Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.